Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as he gets down to the end of his first epistle, the Apostle Peter gives a number of practical exhortations for the people of God. And the one we're dealing with now in verses 8 and 9 of chapter 5 have to do with how to defeat our adversary, the devil. A very serious adversary that some Christians are not even aware of, not sure that they believe in, and even many who do believe in the reality of Satan don't really pay much attention to the warnings of Scripture like the one that Peter gives us. But Peter assures us that we have an enemy who is on the prowl, and he is looking for opportunities to defeat us, and that we must defeat him instead, and the only way to do that is with the truth of God's Word. There aren't any incantations, there aren't any formulas. We can't go saying, "I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to depart," and some of the things that people are trying to do today to pretend that they're doing battle with the devil, which actually is not the way to do it at all. But we are to resist him with the Word of God. We read in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith." Resist him steadfast in the faith. And if you were with us on Friday, you remember that when the article is included with that word faith, it's not talking about the exercise of your personal faith. It's talking about the body of truth, the faith, the Christian faith, the faith once for all revealed by God to the people of God. And that's the Bible. And that's exactly how Jesus confronted Satan in the temptation in the wilderness. Satan came at him, and Jesus said, "It is written," and quoted from Scripture. And Satan came at him again and himself quoted Scripture. And Jesus came back and said, "It is written," and quoted another Scripture that revealed the misuse of the Scripture that Satan used. And so it went until Satan fled. Exactly what Peter tells us here. Resist him steadfast in the faith. Resist him steadfastly using the Word of God. So we need to understand this, and for that reason, I'm glad you've joined us on this Monday, July 28. And thank you so much, those of you whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. So the devil can be successfully resisted, and he can only be defeated successfully by the use of God's Word. And that's why we need to know it. That's why it's good to memorize it. That's why we need to saturate ourselves with the Word of God. That's why we need to continually renew our mind in Scripture, because that's the only way to defeat him. It is through the use of Scripture. You oppose error with truth. And of course, most of the time, when this error comes at you, and it's actually coming from Satan, it almost always comes through an intermediary. Satan has somebody else that he's using as his messenger, as his agent to come to you, and you're going to need to confront that person with the truth of God's Word, which will actually be confronting Satan with the truth of God's Word. And so by believing, obeying, and applying God's word, you can defeat Satan. So, you must understand the word of God. Begin with a thorough understanding of the gospel. And don't assume that you already understand it thoroughly, but learn all you can about the gospel, the person and work of Christ. And continue to learn and review and be faithful to apply and correct errors in your thinking and in your behavior by the word of God. And that's the way you defeat Satan. It's amazing how much error there is in this world today, and so much of it comes at us in the guise of truth. Nearly every error, every violation of the word of God is packaged by somebody in a biblical formula as to why the Bible doesn't really say that, whatever. Nowadays, the hot topic is homosexual lifestyles and homosexual marriage and so forth, and there's a pretty strong movement among evangelical Christians to try to overturn what the Bible says about that subject, to demonstrate, to prove from the Bible that God really doesn't condemn that. Well, are you listening? That sounds like Satan clear back in the garden. Hath God said? Is that really what God said? That's not what the Bible says. That's what you've been told it says, but that's not really what it says. Let me tell you what it really says. Hiss, hiss, hiss. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. 3 or 4 years ago now, I suppose, I was in computer contact, internet contact, with a friend from many years ago that I won't try to give too many details about, but he was in a Muslim country, and he'd become very enamored with his Muslim friends, and they had convinced him that they believed in Jesus, and that Jesus was a prophet, and I forget the things that he told me that they believed about Jesus. He was pretty well convinced that they were almost Christians, that they were just all right on the verge because they believed these things about Jesus. And I corresponded with him a little bit, and it became obvious to him that I was not accepting his assessment of things here. So he said, well, I tell you what, my friends have asked me to have you forward them 10 questions about the Bible, and they'll answer them for you. So I did. Not immediately, but he kept asking, so I did. So I finally put together 10 questions, and I can't tell you now what they are, but they never answered them. Because I was just dealing with the heart of the gospel, the heart of the Bible, who is Jesus Christ, and I don't know what all, but questions that they were not prepared to answer. They were hoping for easier questions, more innocuous questions, questions that they could manipulate for their own purposes of convincing Christians that Islam really believes virtually the same thing that Christians do about Jesus Christ, which is absolutely not true. But there are quite a few people who have bought that line, hook, line, and sinker. But if you'll zero in on questions that really deal with who Jesus is he God, is he eternal, and so forth, then you'll get to the heart of the matter rather quickly and find out that there is no common ground here at all. If a person who was brought up Muslim comes to believe in the Jesus of the Bible, he will no longer be Muslim. He'll become a Christian. But there are a lot of people who will take a Jesus that is not the Jesus that's revealed in the Bible and convince gullible Christians who don't know their Bibles very well that this is the same Jesus that they believe in, and lo and behold, these Muslims believe in him too. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm saying to you, be sober, be vigilant, Because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. And then the verse goes on saying, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Knowing what? Well, knowing, first of all, that trials are not aberrations. The trials that you are experiencing, that you are undergoing, as appointed by God, serve God's wide and gracious purposes, and Christians know that, and all the while look forward expectantly to the goal of the time when they will be with the Lord. But trials are not aberrations, and you are not alone. The trials that you are suffering are the same sufferings experienced by others. They're not restricted to you. They're common to all believers everywhere. That's the inevitable resistance of the world to God's children. That's the way it's going to be in a fallen world. As in addition to evidences of the difference in the nature between a child of God and one who has not been regenerated. And dear friends, you need to realize that every trial in your life is ultimately a trial of your faith. Are you struggling with a physical infirmity? Is that infirmity going to cause you to stop trusting God, to stop believing in His goodness, to stop believing that all things work together for good? Are you suffering a trial of material deprivations? You don't have what you need or what you think you need? You don't have the material necessities of life? Is that going to cause you to doubt God? Do you have a painful relationship, broken relationship that you're having trouble dealing with? That's a trial of your faith. Are you going to trust God with that and through that? Do you have a trial of unanswered questions, things that bother you because you can't understand them fully and can't get to the bottom of, can't get your questions answered? Is that going to cause you to doubt God? You see, ultimately, every trial is a trial of your faith. And what this tells us is we are united with all born-again believers everywhere, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Your brotherhood. We are all members of the same body who are born-again believers, and there's solidarity with other Christians. And if we will together resist him with the truth, we will win great battles. As we experience solidarity with other Christians in resisting Satan and encouraging our fellow believers to be strengthened in their faith. It's when we don't stand solidly together for the faith once for all delivered unto the saints that Satan begins to find chinks in the armor, or maybe I should say holes in the wall of our spiritual fortress that guards the people of God. And he begins to reach in and take conquests. So, be aware that there is an enemy. Be aware that he is far more active, far more energetic, far more determined than you are, frankly. Be aware that he will do you damage unless you resist him in the way the Bible tells you to. Be aware that you can resist him with the truth. Just keep coming back with the truth. No, that's wrong. This is what the Bible says. This is what God says. This is the truth. Just keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, and you will successfully resist him. May God help us all to do it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.